Then 1.7, the three universal characteristics of nature, anicca, dukkha, anatta. This one, I believe most of you would have developed the understanding. Huh? But anyway, I will explain it a little bit so that you can understand. These three universal characteristics, the Buddha call it universal characteristic. This is a characteristic that is common to all things. It's a universal characteristic. Means within our conditioned world, our entire universe, all things, they exhibit these universal characteristics of impermanent. Because ours is a conditioned world. Everything needs condition to arise. That's why whatever that needs condition to arise is called a condition arising phenomenon. Condition arising based on condition. That's why it's also called dependent originating. Dependent on those conditions, this thing arise. Dependent on those conditions, the other things arise. And with the cessation of such condition, such thing also cease. That's why it is in a state of flux, continuously evolving, exhibiting the universal characteristics of change, because it's condition arising, cause of phenomena. That's why it's impermanent, not a permanent and changing entity that you can grasp and cling and hold on to. And all these phenomena, they transform, flow, and continue to sustain themselves or cease in accordance with condition following nature's law. The five universal order of nature, Pancha Niyama, that the Buddha has taught. The first two are scientific law, Uttu Niyama, physical law of nature, and Vijja Niyama, biological order of nature. And the next three is a spiritual law. Karma Niyama, law of karma. Chitta Niyama, law of mind. Dhamma Niyama, law of truth, Dhamma. So these five universal order, they govern all phenomena, may it be impermanent or whatever. So whether it's physical phenomena, mental phenomena, or nature's phenomena, it exhibits this characteristic because they follow this nature's law. Then if you want things your way, which is not in accordance with nature's way or following nature's law, then you will suffer, the Buddha said. Because when you cannot get what you want, you will suffer. That's why without wisdom, you cannot understand the nature's law that governs life and existence. With wisdom, when you understand the nature's law that governs life and existence, you will develop wisdom, you will accord and flow. Because you will understand exactly like what the Buddha has taught you. When condition is like that, things will be like that. It cannot be otherwise. So if you still continue to attach, cling and grasp and want things your way, you will suffer. That's why the universal characteristics of dukkha will arise. The moment you understand anicca, you will understand dukkha. That's why it's a natural consequence. The first thing that people realize is always impermanent. Then from impermanent, you will straight away understand what suffering is. Because without understanding the first universal characteristic, the second one cannot arise. And without understanding the second one, the third one also cannot arise. Because the third one is a natural consequence of the first and second one. So the first one will let you understand that all phenomena are dependent on originating condition arising. That's why it's not a permanent unchanging entity that you can cling on to, grasp on to, hold on to and say, this is me, this is I. Therefore, all this can be mine. Impossible. That's how the anatta nature, the first aspect, come about. If it's not a permanent unchanging entity, then you cannot grasp on to them, cling on to them and hold on to them and proclaim that, this is me, this is I. Therefore, all this can be mine. You will understand that this form and mind of ours is non-self, not what you think. It is not a permanent and changing entity. So you will not be deluded by it. You will not cling on to it. This self-delusion, thinking that it belongs to you, will cease to be. That's how you will understand. The moment you understand impermanent, you will understand non-self. Then the moment you understand impermanent and the suffering state, you will not cling, you will not attach, you will not grasp. Where you will see clearly that there is no reality. Empty nature or existence. Things just come and go, arise and pass away, depending on condition they arise. Depending on condition they move on. When condition cease to be, it cease to be. Lai ye kong, qi ye kong. And the only reality is within the moment. And how stable is the moment? Split second is there and gone. Split second is there and gone. Phenomena just evolve and flow. Like my teacher Achayantra used to say, only mighty nature ruling bound. Nothing in between. Everything is nature. That's why he used the word mighty nature, ruling bound. He know you, he know me. Understand this clearly, see this clearly. Then when you develop the stability of this contemplative wisdom, when you silence your mind, one day you will insight into phenomena and awaken to the three universal characteristics. My nature awakened in 1989 when my second last teacher just moved her hand. Can you on back the video? And I show you how it happened. And hopefully you all can also develop the understanding. There was one day I remember we were at her house listening to her sharing. Then she tried to explain to one Singaporean, Casey Un. He told him, he said, listen, see. Then I was next to him. She just moved her hand. She just moved it up here and then move again. I straight away awakened to the three universal characters. And she just say, see. Then it moved. Then it moved. Then I realized that's how phenomena arise and pass away. Without that condition of the hand movement, there is no arising phenomena. Then this phenomena will cease the moment he moves again. Then I realized everything in this universe is like that. Innate condition for it to arise. And when condition arise, it arise. And when condition cease to be or it move, it will cease to be and another phenomenon will arise. So it's just so simple. Yeah. But you have to have that condition within you. You must contemplate until very clear. You must meditate until you realize the characteristics are impermanent. So earlier on, when I meditate, I was at my heartbeat here. Then I suddenly realized, without word, without thought, all of a sudden, the nature understand that there was nothing inside there. Every thought is a different thought. Arising and passing away, arising and passing away. Every heartbeat is a different beat. No connection at all. Then every of this movement within my physical body, the vibration, the sensation, the feeling, the sankara, I saw it so clearly. That's why this nature can understand and awaken. Then when it was ready, that hand movement triggered off. And that one is not just that phenomenon. It allowed my nature to understand the totality of phenomena, that all phenomena is like that. Then after that, my understanding transformed, my nature transformed without word. And it was so beautiful, so amazing, so wonderful. Then after that, when I started to move, I was fully aware that all of phenomena I can see very clearly. The moment of its arising, sustaining and passing away. Keep on seeing, keep on seeing. Then the arising, the passing away, the disappearing and all that. So you keep on seeing in the midst of life and nature, everything is like that. Every perception is like that. Every mental phenomena is like that. Every nature's phenomena is like that. Every physical phenomena is like that. All things have this universal characteristic. That's how you awaken. But you have to understand the condition arising universal characteristic. With this condition arising understanding that the Buddha has taught, dependent originating, paticca sammuppada, is very important. It's the basis of understanding the three universal characteristics of nature. If you cannot see paticca sammuppada, dependent originating, you cannot awaken. You cannot see the condition arising aspect of phenomena. You cannot awaken. Okay? So you have to silence your mind to see them.